Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you this morning that we can know in our hearts that you are real. That we can know in our hearts that to walk worthy of you is definitely worth it. Help us, Lord, to keep heaven as our goal. To keep our eyes on Jesus. To keep trusting in your word. Give us a desire to please you. Lord, help us to go out and preach your word, especially seeing that the judgment clouds are on the horizon and the time is short. And so, Lord, this morning, we ask for understanding. We ask for our eyes to be opened. And we thank you, Lord, that your word will touch us and cause us to walk in the way that we should go. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we're going to be looking at Christian or super apostle. The concept of Christian or super apostle. And most of this is found in 2 Corinthians. Corinth was a great city. It was a very wealthy city. Essentially where the East and the West met. And it was a city full of diversity. There were many customs and many people. And most of it was immoral. And within 30 years of the cross of Christ, this overly charismatic, mystical center were into new things. What's God doing now? We can't just preach the gospel. We don't need to conform to scripture. We need a new thing. God has moved on. What's new? What is the latest thing? Where is the anointing? It was those type of things that had come into Corinth. It was the word is no longer good enough. We don't have to conform to scripture. Scripture must change because the world has moved on. The same type of concepts that we see in the church today. Same type of people in the church today. But let's start off by looking at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and from verse 12. And the doctrines that we find in Corinthians 30 years after Christ and his cross, same doctrines of today,